Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Donald Trump is denouncing Democrats for moving forward with impeachment proceedings against him after he effectively encouraged the pro-Trump extremists who attacked the Capitol last week. Lawmakers in both parties have called for Trump to resign. But as NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports, Trump apparently has no intention of doing so.
Democrats and many Republicans continue to condemn the president's words before and during the attack. But in brief remarks to reporters, Trump did not take any responsibility for the storming of the Capitol building, and he insisted that his speech to supporters ahead of the riot was totally appropriate. Still, Trump now says he wants peace.
We want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence.
Instead, Trump claimed that the impeachment process is dangerous for the country. House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to vote on the measure later this week. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Citing more pro-Trump violence like last week's siege on the Capitol, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is now calling on the Department of Homeland Security to put known perpetrators on the no-fly list. Schumer says a law calls for anyone deemed a threat to the security of this country to be banned from boarding any commercial flight. The son of a Brooklyn judge was arrested this morning for his role in the insurrection. Jake Offenhartz of member station WNYC has details.
Aaron Mostofsky has become the latest rioter arrested for allegedly participating in last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol. In a complaint, the Department of Justice states that Mostofsky breached the Capitol building, then stole a police officer's riot shield and police vest while inside. The 34-year-old, who wore a costume of fur pelts during the insurrection, was later identified by Gothamist as the son of Brooklyn Supreme Court Judge Shlomo Mostofsky. He was taken into custody by FBI agents Tuesday. Aaron Mostofsky faces federal charges, including felony theft of government property. An attorney for Mostofsky declined to comment. For NPR News, I'm Jake Offenhartz in New York.
The Washington Post is reporting that the FBI may have known that a possible insurrection was coming, contrary to what the Justice Department had initially stated. The paper cites a report from the FBI's field office in Norfolk, Virginia, warning of extremists preparing to arrive in Washington, D.C. and engage in so-called war. The Post says that warning was issued one day before the riots against Congress's certification of Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. Meanwhile, an online crackdown continues today against radicalized pro-Trump supporters. Twitter reportedly has suspended more than 70,000 additional accounts. You're listening to NPR News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing new sanctions related to Iran, accusing that country of links to al-Qaeda. He's also offering up to $7 million for information about an Iran-based al-Qaeda leader. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
Pompeo confirms that an al-Qaeda leader who was linked to the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa was killed in Iran last year. Speaking at the National Press Club, where he wouldn't take questions, Pompeo calls Iran al-Qaeda's new home base.
We ignore this Iran al-Qaeda nexus at our own peril. We need to acknowledge it. We must confront it. Indeed, we must defeat it.
Iran's foreign minister calls these claims fictitious, writing on Twitter, quote, all the 9/11 terrorists came from Pompeo's favorite Middle East destinations, not Iran. Pompeo is imposing sanctions on those he calls Iran-based al-Qaeda leaders. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Internal Revenue Service says more payments from the second round of coronavirus relief that Congress approved are getting to taxpayers, but problems at the IRS persist. There are reports that many people who initially filed their taxes with an online service like TurboTax found out the funds were sent to accounts they did not recognize. Another firm, Sprint Tax, says it has heard from more than 100 foreign clients who say that months after alerting the IRS that it incorrectly sent them relief payments, the IRS did it again. The Dow is up 82 points at last check at 31,092. This is NPR News.